Brendan McDyer, good 2 points in the road here today at the Bridge, beating St Michael's.
Yeah, great 2 points, to be honest. Coming down here is never easy. It's, I think it's the first time we've been down here in Championship, so no more so than any league games. We're coming down here, you know what you're going to get, plenty of hard, fair tackles and a strong running team, so we just knew we had to match that today, and hoping that our football capabilities would take over and, you know, get the job done for us.
Listen, St Michael's probably started the better. You just eased your way into it. But once you found the goals, those two goals particularly came in the second quarter, you were very much on top after that.
Yeah, I suppose for a start for us, we didn't want to give any away too easier. Even up front, we didn't want to be coughing balls up. So we were trying to be a bit more measured, although they went 3-1 up. But I suppose Charlie's goal then kind of was the catalyst for the first half. Yeah. It allowed us to grow a wee bit and maybe put a higher squeeze on them. And we won a couple of kickouts in our own. We made a count then on the scoreboard. So it set us up then for a good second half.
You took your own goal well, the second one with the left foot.
I
thought you were going to go on the right first, but you sort of showed half a wee dummy on it, did you?
There was a couple of options, to be honest. I was going to give it to Charlie at the back post, but no, it opened up nicely, and just glad to see it at the back of the net when you do.
Yeah, and when you look at those two goals, and I suppose it was the story of the game as well, for you to break down the opposition, you said to be very, very patient, and that was evident in the build-up to both of those goals, Brendan.
It was. We just knew that the likes of McElhinney, Langan, Colin McFadden, you know, they're great players. Yeah. Anton, if you dive in and tackle, they'll just skip past you, and you know, you don't want to get them running down the middle, so we just had to try and keep them at bay, not dive in, and luckily enough we nipped a couple of balls off them and made it hurt then at the other end. So I suppose we knew we couldn't come out all guns blazing. You had to keep it nice and tight, because plenty of times we came down here in the league and St Michael's got away on us, and there's just no coming back, especially down here with a bit of a breeze in either half, you know.
Yeah. Once that third goal went in, it was really lights out for them. It was just a matter of counting down the clock then, wasn't it?
It was. We were able to withdraw bodies back and just see it out and make sure just protected E and no goals and stuff. But in fairness, St Michael's, he kept coming back, and with big men there too, you just never know until end of blows the whistle and you get out with 2 points. So we'll need all the points we can get to a quarter, so we're just happy with that.
Yeah. 1-3 is not a bad return today for yourself.
No, not bad. I missed a couple there as well, so I was just lucky to. I was glad to get a couple on the scoreboard, because I coughed up a few balls in possession too. So, no, it doesn't matter who does the scoring. Like, it's nice to give Kieran and Charlie and John O'Malley a break some days, because we're always leaning heavily on them. So, every day, if somebody else can step up, that's good for the team, you know.
Yeah, well, listen, 5 points from your three games, nearly into a quarter final. 5 points should be enough, but depending on how the other results go and what happens in round four. But you're back at home next week, so you'll be looking to make the quarter finals with finishing off with a home one, will you?
Exactly. That's just the way the draw is. It's a bit slanted this year. The other teams are winning, so nothing's guaranteed, really. We can only do our job, and at least we have a home game next week, whoever we get. At least we're back at home, and we'll definitely need a result from it anyway, I would say, given by the way the results have gone today and stuff. So no, we'll look forward to it next week now.
Listen, you're undefeated, but do you feel that you're improving game on game as the Championship goes on finally, Brendan?
I think we are. I think we started well in the league, and you know, once you get to a position in the league where you're comfortable, you can tail off a bit. So again, with the Championship, we had a tough start down in Glenswally, but I think there was loads of room for improvement, and week on we're improving. We're starting to get the lads back from injuries too, so we're actually in a good position to be building, rather than going a bit too early, you know. So we'll see. Plenty of football to put ahead, hopefully. So.